And welcome back to Inside the Numbers. Listening to us over the air or on the website, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Either way, glad to have you in. Want to thank Larry McIntosh, State Farm Insurance in Pelham, Alabama, for sponsoring this segment. Larry can help you with home, auto, life, any of the State Farm products. Give him a call, Larry McIntosh, Pelham, Alabama, 205-663-3119. Mike, appreciate you staying around with us and just having some fun today talking about the Super Bowl. We've gone over the rosters. We've looked at matchups, and we've talked about how all these players from the SEC schools are on both these rosters. But now there's some players that are not from the marquee schools, FCS schools, Division II, Division III, the quote-unquote small schools. You know, in our last segment, we talked about Malcolm Butler from West Alabama, but he's not just one of a handful. You know, listen, there are a lot of non-Power 5 players on these rosters and making huge contributions.
That's right, and Malcolm Butler is not just one of a handful. We pointed out 27 players are from the SEC. By my count, 20 players are from 1AA or FCS, Division II or Division III schools, and even a couple of players from Canadian universities. Carson Wentz, big name. He's on the IR, but he was the starting quarterback for 14 games before getting injured. He played at FCS powerhouse, North Dakota State. Other FCS players on the Eagles and Pats are Camu Hill from Eastern Illinois, Corey Graham from New Hampshire, Rashard Davis from James Madison, Keontae Davis of Tennessee Chattanooga, Derek Rivers from Youngstown, and David Jones from Richmond.
All those players from FCF level, and they're even Division II schools. And you've got Devontae Balsby from Pittsburgh State, which is a Division II school in Kansas. They've won a Division II national championship before. You've got West Texas A&M, which is located right south of Amarillo, D2 school, Brian Bayman. Shepherd University is a Division II school in West Virginia. They have two players on New England's roster, tight end Billy Brown and safety Trey Sullivan. Now, the enrollment at Shepherd is about 4,000 students. So to have two football players on a Super Bowl roster from a school that small, that's saying something.
Yeah, that's astronomical odds. And these kids have a tremendous tough road to get to these points in the NFL. Look, these kids don't get invites to the NFL Combine. They're actually lucky if somebody's going to answer their phone call when they call to ask for a tryout. Pat's wide receiver, Chris Hogan, he played at Monmouth. This year, he caught 34 passes, 5 touchdowns from Tom Brady. Malcolm Butler, we've mentioned him a couple of times. A D2 player, fullback James Devlin. He's in his fifth year at New England. The Eagles have two players from Canada, Eli Buka and Adam Zaruba. So if you've got talent, you can be found, but it's just harder for these kids from the smaller schools.
And you're going to have about 20 players from the FCS or 1AA and Division II, Division III players on these Super Bowl rosters. And that's in addition to more than 20 players from the non-Power 5 schools. And if you just think that these guys are just fill-ins and backups and everything, well, I mean, let me throw some names at you, Mike. Harvey Martin, Terry Bradshaw, okay? Those ring a bell?
Oh, yeah. And then, look, the names aren't as big, but I think Bubby Brister went to the same school that Bradshaw went to. He went on to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Stallworth played at Alabama A&M. So we could go on and on. But
well, look, let's Richard Dent, Phil Sims, Doug Williams, Jerry Rice, okay?
Walter,
but stick with this list right here. Play along with me here, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to go down. Of course, we've already mentioned Malcolm. We've already mentioned the big play that Malcolm Butler made. You'd think that he would have been the MVP, but Brady was. But Joe Flacco, okay. Now, what do those guys have in common?
They won the Super Bowl MVP.
They won the Super Bowl MVP. That's exactly right. So it is not just going out there and standing on the sideline and not getting your uniform dirty. These guys from these smaller schools are making contributions in the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, those quarterbacks and players, Delaware, Louisiana Tech, Alabama A&M, you know, all those, you know, Jackson State, Mississippi Valley State. Those aren't big names, but look, the Power Five fans, the schools from Power, the fans for Power Five schools, they tend to think they have the best, and they do. They have the most talent, but some of them slip through the cracks. And you, as a former coach, you've told me the stories about a kid that comes in at 5'11", 195. He grows to 6'1" his freshman year, and he's a 225 beast, and he goes on to the NFL. It's not, it doesn't happen every year, but it's happened quite often. Just look at the numbers.
Yeah, out at Eastern New Mexico, we had two players. They just missed each other coming in. Michael Sinclair was on the way out. Conrad Hamilton was on the way in. But just in a matter of 6 years, we had two players from Eastern New Mexico when I was out there that were able to play for a Super Bowl team. All right, Mike, that's going to do it for this segment. We'll be back with more previews and breakdowns on Super Bowl 52 on GameDaySportsRadio.com.